What's going on, everybody? Welcome to another episode of the Black Real Estate Dialogue Podcast. So we're going to jump right into it. Today, we're going to talk about the top 10 cities where you can buy a home for $200,000 or less. And I really believe some of these cities will surprise you. And I actually want you to stay until the end because I'm going to talk about several cities that will pay you to move there and or help you with your down payment. So very interesting stuff. So we're going to jump right into it. First on the city is Houston, Texas, the fourth largest city in the country with a population of over 2.3 million. I personally love Houston. I went to Houston about a year ago, and everywhere that I went, I saw building and building and more building. So Houston is a city that is on the rise. And as of the recording of this episode, there are over 800 homes in Houston for $200,000 or less. So that's inclusive of single family homes and townhomes. And that'll be what I include when I talk about those numbers for the rest of the cities. So some of the top industries in Houston are energy, life science, manufacturing, logistics, and aerospace. And they also have an up-and-coming tech scene. Houston is known for its diversity, and it offers some of the best cultural and culinary experiences in the US. And I can second that culinary experience. I had really good food the times that I've been there. So if you prefer colder weather and you are looking for a city that's a bit smaller, the next one could be for you. So the next city is Indianapolis, Indiana, which has a population of 879,000. As of the recording of this episode, there are over 400 homes for sale in Indianapolis for $200,000 or less. Some of the top industries include transportation, logistics, manufacturing, life sciences, and technology. Indianapolis is known for having the largest children's museum in the world, a rich sports culture, and a great food scene. It's also considered by many to be a family-friendly city. If you're into jazz and barbecue, the next city can be for you. The next city is Kansas City, Missouri, which has a population of 510,000. As of the recording of this episode, there are over 400 homes for sale in Kansas City for $200,000 or less. Some of the top industries include bioscience, technology, distribution, and financial services. Kansas City is also known for its jazz scene, barbecue, and it's also known as the city of fountains with over 200 officially registered fountains. So that was actually a fact that I was quite surprised about. I never really thought about fountains like that, but it must be really beautiful to see all of those fountains throughout the city. Now, if you enjoy arts or cowboy culture, the next city could be for you. The next city is Oklahoma City, Oklahoma, which has a population of about 700,000 people. As of the recording of this video, there are over 300 homes in Oklahoma City for $200,000 or less. Some of the top industries include aviation and aerospace, bioscience, engineering, and logistics. Oklahoma City is known for its cultural and art scene and a vibrant entertainment district, as well as cowboy culture. All right. If you're looking for a small, family-friendly city, the next one is for you. As a reminder, I want you to stay until the end of this episode because we're going to talk about some of the cities that will pay towards your down payment and in some cases even pay you to move there. All right. So next is Des Moines, Iowa, which has a population of 210,000. As of the recording of this episode, there are over 140 homes in Des Moines for $200,000 or less. Some of the top industries in Des Moines include manufacturing, agriculture, technology, data centers, and the insurance and financial services industry. Des Moines is known for its state fair, which attracts over 1 million people annually. They're also known for their arts and cultural scene. So we have five more cities to go. So the next city is Louisville, Kentucky, which has a population of 622,000. As of this episode, there are over 300 homes for sale in Louisville for $200,000 or less. Some of the top industries include healthcare, logistics, manufacturing, food and beverage, and business services. Louisville is known for the Urban Bourbon Trail, the tongue twister right there, world-class museums, and a thriving art scene. If you prefer the South and you love urban green spaces, the next city could be for you. But before we go further, make sure that you are subscribed or that you follow this podcast wherever you are listening to it. I would greatly appreciate it, and that is the greatest support you can provide. And it takes just a moment. So thank you in advance. The next city is Birmingham, Alabama, which has a population of 196,000. As of this episode, there are over 400 homes in Birmingham for $200,000 or less. Some of the top industries include healthcare, education, finance, technology, and advanced manufacturing. Birmingham is known for its civil rights district and being a national leader in urban green space and having a vibrant theater district. And I didn't know anything about the urban green space thing in Birmingham. And I say overall, it's very interesting how, a lot of these cities, many some of which are not really popular or maybe destinations when you think about people moving to certain places or investing in certain places, not all, but some of them. And there's all these cool, unique things that I'm learning about these places as I'm doing research. So, when you think about a city where you want to invest or where you live in, sometimes it might have a lot more to offer than you think. So it's always good to do a little bit of research and really understand, what things are like, what they have to offer for entertainment or whatever your needs might be if you want to move there. Or if you think from an investment perspective, what they might have that could be available for your tenants to enjoy. So something to keep in mind. The next city is another city in Alabama with a deep history. The next city is Montgomery, Alabama, which has a population of 195,000. As of this episode, there are over 300 homes for sale in Montgomery for $200,000 or less. Some of the top industries include military, state government, education, and healthcare. Montgomery, as many of you probably know, is known for being the birthplace of the civil rights movement. It's also known for its food scene and the Riverwalk. So this next city is a bonus, and I think it might shock you, and some it may not shock you. So the next city is Abilene, Texas, which has a population of 129,000. As of this episode, there are over 200 homes in Abilene for $200,000 or less. So I want to explain to you why I decided to include Abilene in this list. So I'm going to read from an article that's talking about what's going on here. So about 875 acres in Abilene, or roughly the size of New York's Central Park, have been set aside to construct data centers according to city documents seen by Bloomberg News. These data centers will help power cutting-edge artificial intelligence systems from OpenAI. The Development Corporation of Abilene has said it expects there to be 100 high-skilled jobs from just the first phase of developing the site. A spokesperson for Crusoe Energy Systems, one of the site's developers, also says it expects there to be more than 100 full-time jobs in roles such as data center technicians, turbine plant operators, and maintenance work. There are currently over 1,000 construction workers on site. Crisco said, "It's early, but I suggest keeping your eye on Abilene. It's up in the air the number of long-term jobs that they'll be there. That'll be there. But if you think about it, if you have 1,000 people coming to this town to work on this project, there's a lot of things they need, including a place to stay." So potentially this could be an opportunity for a midterm rental because, these companies put people up in hotels and things like that, but they also partner with individuals, right? Landlords to house their workers if they're there for an extended period of time. So it could be something to look into on the midterm, on a midterm basis, or even on a long-term rental basis. Like, when a big project like this comes to a city, it's not just the project itself that it impacts everything else going on within the city, and it could potentially make it a place where people want to be, right? So something to keep an eye on. And more broadly, this is something, these kind of factors and news and stuff like that, it's something to keep in mind when you're thinking about places to invest as a real estate investor, or when you're thinking about places where you might potentially want to move. All right. So hopefully that helps. So next, we're going to discuss some cities that will pay you to move there and or give you money towards your down payment if you move there. So first is Jackson, Michigan, which is a little over an hour away from Detroit. And so I'm going to read a bit about a program that's going on there. So the City of Jackson 100 Homes Program aims to construct 100 new houses in the City of Jackson, utilizing vacant city-owned residential lots. All homes will be sold to qualified buyers, earning up to 120% of the area median income, also known as AMI. So there's an income restriction for this particular program. Residents and current non-residents can purchase these homes with a traditional mortgage, and all homes must be owner-occupied. So it's not for investors. Okay. The City of Jackson will provide $25,000 in down payment assistance per home. Applicants are also encouraged to apply for an additional $10,000 of down payment assistance through the Michigan State Housing Development Authority. That's a really long name. The sales price of homes in this program is $175,000. This is pre-negotiated and will not decrease. So let's break that down. If you did get the full $35,000, that is a 20% down payment that they are giving people to move there and purchase this home. And I'm honestly surprised that there's still homes available because, like I said, it's a little over an hour away from Detroit. So it's not, I wouldn't necessarily in the middle of nowhere, right? It's outside the city, but I think this is a really attractive program for people to look into. And if you are someone who is in the Michigan area or looking to go to the Michigan area, this could be something to take a look at. So I wanted to make sure I shared that. So next is Topeka, Kansas. So they have a program called Choose Topeka And so I'm going to read from the website just so you get a high-level overview of the situation. So it says, choose Topeka as your new home, and you could get up to $15,000 in your pocket. This exciting program partners with Shawnee County employers to select talented professionals like you to relocate to Topeka in the Shawnee County community. So I'm going to read some of the benefits. So it says, up to 10,000 in funds for renting in the first year, up to 15,000 funds, 15,000 in funds for a home purchase, and then go Topeka slash Jito and employer funds matching 50%, employer funds 2,500 up to 15,000 with employee transfer. So it looks like they're trying to get more professionals to the city. After the first year, they'll reimburse 50% match of the total qualified relocation incentive to the employer for employee retention. So it sounds like this is twofold, like to help employers with retention and if they're flexible with people, work remotely, living different places. So it looks like there's a benefit to the employers, a benefit obviously to the city. And another benefit is that 5,000 in funds awarded and may be used however the recipient chooses. And they even have problem, not problems. They even have opportunities for transitioning military service members. So 5K in funds awarded and may be used however the recipient chooses. So this sounds like a pretty cool program. And there's a number of eligibility requirements. Obviously, you have to work with like an employer, must be a legal citizen, etc. And let's see, there's like an immersion program, which is pretty good that they want you to participate in. And looks like the employer must be inside the county too. So it sounds like it's to get more professionals for the companies there. And that makes sense. That makes sense to me. And just to give you some insight, so the $15,000 that they're offering the per towards the purchase of a home, it's about 9% of the median home sales price in Topeka, which is $170,000. So they're giving you almost 10%. I mean, that's pretty good. So the last city is Rochester, New York. So they have a program called Greater Rock Relocate, and Rochester, New York is in Western New York. It's probably like 5, 6 hours from west of New York City, but I'm going to read from their website for the Greater Rock Relocate. So Greater Rock Relocate is a comprehensive relocation resource for the Greater Rochester region, fostering seamless transitions, community integrations, and long-term retention. So they launched in 2019. They've gotten over 3,000 applicants from all 50 states, and they have 32 remote workers who have relocated to the region, and they've brought 71 jobs to the region. So they offer up to 9,000 in additional grants for purchasing a home. There's programming to help you integrate into the community. And they also talk about the quality of life and access to amenities and lower cost of living, et cetera, and networking opportunities as well. So to be eligible, must be at least 18, must be eligible to work in the US, must live at least 300 miles from Rochester currently, which I think is very generous, and must relocate within 6 months of acceptance. So we got a good mix of stuff there in today's episode. So we talked about cities where you can buy properties for $200,000 or less. And then we also added in some cities where there are a lot of incentives, one, to move there and buy a home. And as we read, some are even giving you additional money just for moving there, right? So very smart on these cities' parts to do these kind of things because it helps to stimulate the economy, it helps to bring new people to the cities. Like you have to give people a reason to come if you're not necessarily, one of these popular cities that are a destination for people to migrate to, if that makes sense. So hopefully this gave you all some good options and things to think about. And yeah, take some time to think about it. Think about if you would consider investing or moving to any of these places. And if nothing else, hopefully this sparked some curiosity and open your mind a little bit. All right. So thank you all so much. If you can, I would love if you could leave a rating and review wherever you're listening to this. I read all the reviews and I look forward to checking out what you have to say and hearing and reading your feedback. All right. Thank you all so much, and I'll talk to you soon.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are now boarding Group A. Please have your boarding passes ready to scan. If your phone is cracked, old, or was chewed up by your Chihuahua travel companion, please refrain from holding up the line. And instead, simply go to Verizon and trade in any phone in any condition from one of their top brands for the new Samsung Galaxy S25 Plus with Galaxy AI on Unlimited Ultimate and a watch or tab, also on them. Service plan required for watch or tap. Trade-in and additional terms apply. See Verizon.com for details.
At Planet Fitness, we're declaring it. This is the year of getting stronger, and you can get started now by saving when you join today. We have all the best-in-class equipment you could ever need, and you can work out your way on your time at any convenient location near you. Most open 24 hours. So let's do this. Join Planet Fitness today and save. Just $1 down, $15 a month. See Home Club for details.